and he's going to hit you in the face if you don't shut up.
You're listening to the Stop Tape Podcast, show number 6, recorded in April 2006. I'm one of your hosts, Chris Reed, here with President Wishnack and Andy Lux.
Oh yeah. What? I'm repositioning my seating arrangement. I was uncomfortable.
Stop Tape Podcast, all our chairs are comfortable.
No.
So yeah, this is a podcast where three geniuses get together and answer some calls.
We have inventions too. Like, check this out. No, seriously, we're talking about genius, aren't we?
We've never had an invention.
Hey, I've got an invention right here. Think about it. Okay, we're geniuses, so if you don't understand this, right, just accept that you're not a genius, and we're ahead of you by a couple steps.
Genius.
All right. Crayola crayons. They've got that one crayon, Indian Red. Okay? It's kind of a spin-off of that. I'm going to make a whole set of crayons. Here are some of the colors. Redneck white, chink yellow, nigger black. Well, there's only those so far. But if you've got any ideas, you know, what other colors are there?
None.
Well, so right now it's a 3-set crayon box. But I think if they can get away with Indian Red and say it's because the dirt in India is red and it's not because, oh, I don't know, you know, Indians are normally kind of... What, Redskins? Come on. It's a racial slur. Cracker Jacks. I know what they're talking about. That's my genius invention.
Racist crayons.
Racist crayons.
We mainly stick to the calls, though.
It's cool if you don't want credit for that good genius idiot, because I wasn't going to offer it to you.
We mainly stick to the calls.
And the crayons.
All right, Chris, this is Lisa. These are my questions. I have 3. Okay. 1. Why is sneezing contagious? Orally and visually. 2. Would you rather be sterile or would you rather your spouse be sterile? And 3. Would you rather kill someone or would you rather have your loved one killed and you have to live with the pain of not being with them? All right. Answer well, my friends. Bye.
That apparently was a question only for Chris. I don't know.
Well, I solicited the call.
Well, I solicit calls and no one ever says anything about me.
Yeah, they do. That one girl.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've got a huge cock and I'm great in bed.
I get questions about death, so...
Yeah, death and grandma sex. Oh, which yeah. Which is kind of still death.
This is Lisa from show number 5. Yep.
So question number 1. Why is sneezing...
I think she meant yawning.
Yeah, because sneezing isn't anything but aerially contagious. I'm not good with words.
That's it.
So Chris, take it away. Why is yawning contagious? Visually and through the ears.
You know, it's because, you know, people want to copy people doing cool stuff and, you know, open up your mouth and, you know, not making any noises.
I was going to say something like the same.
Oh, yeah. See?
Yeah. And you know why? That's like twofold proving you right. Like, I think humans naturally copy each other. That's like just what we do. I mean, right now I'm copying what Chris said. Check it out. I think when you see someone yawn, you're like, this person doesn't have enough oxygen going to their brain. Maybe I don't. And then you yawn. Or like you're like, they're tired. Maybe I'm tired. I am tired. And then you start yawning. In fact, I bet in a couple of moments one of us is going to yawn because we're talking about it so much.
So if there's any awkward pause, it's not because Steven said something odd.
Like I ever do that. I have plenty of oxygen going to my head. They did a study, though, where they proved that yawns are actually contagious. I just don't remember why. I tend to focus.
It's out there.
Yeah. Look it up. Kids Discover magazine.
Really?
Yeah, you know, the magazines for like 11-year-olds that want to pretend they know about science.
Oh. So we're not even as good as them?
Well, it's not written by 11-year-olds that want to pretend they're
good at science. But they read it.
Yeah, but that's...
We're still geniuses. Just not on 11-year-old subjects.
I don't know. We're too genius for that 11-year-old question right there.
Yeah, they'll call us with these remedial questions. We only want hard-hitting...
Question number two was, would you rather your spouse be killed?
Still geniuses.
Or kill someone else?
Yeah, you gotta kill someone. Maybe two, you know.
Maybe two, just to be sure. Yeah, you know, if you're doing it for your spouse, you might as well make sure. Just a couple extra bodies. What if one of those people that he kills is one of our spouses? Then
ooh, taking it to another level here.
Yeah.
Interwoven.
We just yawned.
I don't know how much. I would let my spouse get killed. I don't understand. Maybe I don't know. I mean,
I'm not trying to go to jail.
Listen here. That might sound really lonely, you know. Let your spouse get killed, but I'm not about to. It's not like, what? No, this is an issue of morals here. We're all skipping it. Everyone's like, oh well, if my spouse is going to get murdered, well, I better murder someone so she doesn't. That's like when you're in third grade and someone calls you a butt face, so you call them like an ass lick. Well, maybe that ass lick's like fifth grade. Whatever. I'm not one of those people. If my spouse is going to get murdered, she shouldn't have done whatever shit she did to whoever wanted to murder them. And I don't even know why I married that bitch.
If you'd like to date Steven, call.
Call 206-339-STOP.
No, seriously, there's going to be all these murderers looking for me. Like, yeah, you know, she was married to Steven, president. She was married to him. I don't know. And plus, I read somewhere that when your spouse gets killed, you get a lot of money. Next question. You go to prison when you kill someone. I'm not suave enough to kill someone and get away with it. Think about how much action you get, though. You kill someone, and like you're trying to date someone, and they're like, "So what do you do?" And you're like, "Oh, I can't talk about that." Or you try and lie, but they know you're lying. But then, you know, in another situation, they're like, "So what do you do?" And you're like, "Well, not very much. Maybe this is too much to tell you, but recently my wife, she was murdered. I can't get an erection anymore."
Cue the yeah. Porn music.
Yeah, you think that's because what's gonna happen? Yes, I do. I think girls are like, "Hey, your spouse got murdered, so you mean that means
still be around the house? Let's do it." I mean, that doesn't happen.
Well, okay. So then you do the same thing. You know, "Oh, my spouse got murdered recently," and then you slide a condom across the coffee table.
Slick.
You got to do the subtext. Sometimes it's a little more, but you can't do that if you killed someone.
How long do you think you could use that line after your spouse was
33 killed? Years.
Question three.
Would you rather your spouse be sterile or yourself be sterile?
Yourself. Because you wouldn't want your girl to be sterile. She's going to be like going around doing stuff where it doesn't matter that she's sterile.
So you want proof? you want to see a black baby come out and prove that she's sterile?
Why'd you say black? Why are you so racist?
Fuck you and your crayons.
Coming to store soon?
Well, I mean, if she does that, obviously she's not the one, you know? And
I would be sterile.
You guys are like all saying that you guys are agreeing. I'm like the little kid in kindergarten who picks his nose in the corner and everyone else just like playing with Play-Doh. You know. Anyway. I would say she would have to be sterile, but I would lie to her and say I was sterile. So we would have that bond. Like, you know, she would tell me one day, like, "I know I love you and I hope you love me. You know, I hope that nothing can get between our relationship, but I'm sterile, honey." And I'd be like, "Hey, ain't no thing. I'm sterile." And then I would go out that night. But she wouldn't have any trust issues because I'm sterile. You know?
Wait, what?
You know, she would be like, "Okay, give an instance. She says, I'm sterile," and she's worried, like, "Oh, man, he's going to leave me because I'm sterile," you know? Mm-hmm. And let's say I say, "Well, oh, you're sterile? I'm not," you know, whatever.
Oh, I get it.
Then I go out, and she's like, "What's he going out for?" But if she says I'm sterile, and she's got all those thoughts in her head, and then I'm like, "Well, you know what? I'm sterile, too. I'm glad that we had this conversation." And then I go out, she doesn't think anything of it. But yep. Let me tell you, I'm hooking up with some other girls that are sterile, not sterile, you know, whatever.
Would you have hooked up with those girls if your spouse wasn't sterile?
Honestly, no, it doesn't really have anything to do with it. It's just, you know. I'm just saying, if she's going to tell me she's sterile, I'm just going to go with it and say I'm sterile, because I don't want to have that weird, awkward conversation later where, you know, like, if you've cheated on someone and then you're dating someone else, like, afterward, like, three relationships later, and they're like, would you ever cheat on me? And you're like, why are you even asking me that? I'm going to say no, even if I mean yes. I don't mean yes, but, oh, shit, now we're in an argument, you know? See, it's just safer to say you're sterile even if you're not, if she is.
Again, if you want to date Steven, leave your name, and he'll guess, you know, your weight and shit. 206-339, stop.
Hey, this is Fade from MV Remix. That's mvremix.com. Same with self-promotion. Anyway, Chris told me that I'll answer questions, and so I figured I would call and ask you the question that I ask myself every single day. How have so many incompetent motherfuckers survived the evolutionary process thus far? And as a follow-up to that, what can we do to hasten their demise? So, I hope that y'all can answer that, and if not, then you're probably some of those incompetent motherfuckers, and I hope you die. Peace.
Hey, we're not one of those incompetent motherfuckers, because we're geniuses. Geniuses. This is
genii.
Yeah.
I think she's taking the question in the wrong direction. Because stupid people suck, you know? Like, they suck a lot. But you need them. Or maybe you don't need them, but you can use them. Like, all the shit that you don't want to do, you get stupid people to do it. And it's, like, really easy to trick them into doing it, you know? And it happens that a lot of stupid people have a lot of money, so... I mean, that's like one of the greatest things in the world right there. Meeting a stupid person with a lot of money. Yeah? If it weren't for stupid people, eBay wouldn't work for me. Come on.
You mean an unnamed auction website?
There's only like one auction website.
No, there's... All right. Rubid.
Auctions wouldn't work if... Yeah. But seriously, I sold that homemade pencil on eBay.
Describe this homemade pencil of yours. It's actually... We should get a picture up on the website.
Yeah, I think I can do that.
All right, stoptape.com. You should check out this homemade pencil.
It's basically made out of a stick and, like, some lead, and there's an eraser and some foil. I wrote pencil on it in pen so that, you know, just in case you're confused.
In case they couldn't tell that.
Well, if you're stupid enough to buy a homemade pencil, you probably need to have it labeled, you know?
You don't.
The fact is, you know, there's lots of things that we could do to get rid of stupid people, but if you did, you'd end up just having to do more work. So really, I think the genius thing to do would find ways of taking advantage of stupid people, specifically ones with a lot of money.
True genius.
Yep.
The survival of the fittest thing, it doesn't have to do with smarts. It has to do with, like, people who have a lot of sex and a lot of babies.
But how do stupid people get laid?
Oh, they're stupid people.
Ah, interesting. I can understand that.
Just because they're stupid doesn't mean, you know, everyone gets
laid.
Well,
I would think, like, if you're, like, really dumb, like...
Like, goldfish make babies. I mean, they're
goldfish,
like,
are different. They've got 3-second memory spans, so they don't have any, like...
So, you know, we're gonna...
Ah, okay. See that.
Stupid people are goldfish. We flush them down the toilet when they die. And how to fix that is you can't, because it's much too late for that.
They're like cockroaches.
Yeah.
So what do you get when you cross a genius guy and a stupid girl?
I think they have to be a fake genius in order to go with a stupid girl.
Yeah.
You know? Because if they were a true genius, they would just be able to say something completely brilliant.
Yeah, I don't even know any stupid girls, you know. Girl tries to talk to me, like, I'm saying something stupid. Like, huh?
See,
I work at Stop Tape.
Yeah. And stupid girls can't talk because they're always giving you head, you know? Right? Am I right? No. Andy, did you want to answer the question?
Well, you know.
Hey, do you use your Stop Tape fame already? Tell them I was on show 5.
They're like, I know. Zip. Whoa.
Oh, that's unprofessional.
Steve, hey, shut up. Oh, dude.
What? Who is it?
The Wang Master.
You're gonna take it?
Yeah. Hello? What's up, man? Yeah, I called you like 5 times.
Stop tape podcast.
Hey, dude, but no, seriously, hey, we're recording right now. Yeah.
Speak.
I'm sorry. Well, no, dude, hey.
What?
Oh, fuck. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Dude, he's outside your house right now.
My house?
Yeah.
Speaking of stupid people.
I know. Hey, dude, we're recording right now. Just call me back later. We're gonna be done in like 15 minutes. Just call me back. We'll hang out. No, because we're recording right now. Okay, you're making me. I'm that guy right now. You know when you're in class and someone's giving a report and someone's phone rings. You're making me him, and we're recording it.
Cut this out.
Hold on. Just hold on. Hold on. Hang on. Hang on.
Tell him we'll
meet
him.
No, he wants to come in. He's not shutting up.
No. Fuck that.
Yeah, no seriously. Man. We're not going to... You know he's going to want to come back on the show. And we gave him his...
Why did he say he wants to come back on the
show?
Well,
he's acting like... He's like, you're recording. Can I come back in? Like, no, we're recording, hence you cannot come back. So, I don't know... But he's on the phone right now, so...
He's like coming here or he's right outside?
No, he's outside right now.
Let me check. Fuck.
Serious.
Oh, fuck.
Where are you going?
I don't want him waiting out there, you know?
Dude, but we can't let him in here.
So you just want him to sit in his car?
He'll be busy with the cigarettes.
Don't even bring that up to him.
Hey, no, yeah, I'm still here. Just hold on a second.
Can you hear us?
No, I don't think so.
Right. Does it
matter? Well, fuck, let's just, okay, just get him, and we'll,
Alright, stop tape listeners, I'll be right back.
Alright. Hey, Chris is gonna let you in right now. Alright, yeah, cool. Alright, later. Fuck, dude. Okay. Have you met this guy?
No, what?
You heard him on the show, though.
Yeah.
Right? You're gonna have fun with him.
Shit. What's he doing here, man?
I don't know, he's got issues. He left, like, during... Well, you heard it. I mean, he left during the show and everything, so... I don't know, but I...
Hey, guys, we're here with... Hello.
Hey,
this is Andy.
What? Andy looks.
Hello. Well,
he's
a new host or something like that.
Yeah, he's the third co-host of the Stop Tape podcast, as of show number 5.
Well, back, guys.
Yeah.
Well, dude, we're already recording, so you're not... You can listen if you want, but...
Yeah, you can sit down. We have, like, 10 minutes
left. How many questions do we have? I've got... how many questions?
Well, you know, we have one left, but we only...
3 geniuses?
There
are 3 geniuses.
Just, like, sit down, and then, you know, we'll hang out in, like, 5 or 10 minutes when we finish.
All right. So, what's the question? How can I take my turn now?
Well, I think Andy was answering a question about...
Well, I know, but well, I understand that Andy took my spot, so I'm back. Andy, it's all right. What was the question?
It's about stupid people, you know?
It's like, why do stupid people...
What was that? No, it was like, you guys were looking at me like...
We have to look at you when we're talking to you.
Yeah, but I can see it in your eyes. You got that, like that look, you know?
The look. We're not giving you any look.
What was that? No, seriously, you overread everything. Probably even this right now. I'm not trying to offend you. But just sit there, okay? We're going to finish this one, and we'll talk about it afterward. All right, you already called me during the podcast. Let's just... Andy,
well, we can
take it away. How do we get rid of stupid people?
You know, you just got to weed them out. You just got to take it one step at a time and just hope, you know...
What was this guy answering the questions? Dude, well, seriously, just let... Let us record the show.
Yeah, go smoke a cigarette or something.
What's this? Look at that. Are you guys serious? Are you kicking me out of the show? Is that it?
We're not kicking you out. You left
the show. You stormed out of my room. Well, I didn't leave. No, I was taking a break. I was going to come back. You said specifically you were never coming back when we called you.
We called you,
do you
after
remember that?
A couple of times. You know, you didn't pick
well,
up.
Well, I did what I was thinking, but I'm back now. So, Andy, if you want to, you know, check the... Sit down. How do you get rid of stupid people? Let's see. So,
well,
I guess I would have to say...
It's Andy's turn to answer the question.
No, but right, but no, Andy...
I kind of want to hear his answer on this.
Yeah, see, and Andy was only here because I wasn't here, so right now it's just me. We got it. And how do you get rid of stupid people?
I don't know.
Well, I can answer that. See, aren't you glad I'm back?
Take it away, Wangmaster. I'm with Andy on this one. I'd love to hear your answer.
What are you laughing at? You're laughing, and I don't say anything funny. No one said any jokes.
Dude, I got such a fucking headache.
I'm sorry. That's alright.
Just take a break for like 5 or 10 minutes. I mean...
Seriously?
You're eating up our recording time. We got the alarm.
What are you talking about? This is recording time right here. We've got the three geniuses.
We're not
back.
Recording. You're like fighting we're back with together. Us.
I mean, I'm not fighting.
We're back. Back together. No.
Well, you're not a part of this, all right?
No, I'm
I
here.
Don't understand.
I'm here
what,
to fill the space,
who is
buddy.
This president? Which one? Chris Rhee. What's the deal?
No.
Who is this guy? He's. I mean, it's great to meet you, Andy. It's great, but I'm back, so you can go now.
You're not back.
No, but I am back. No, I'm sitting right here. All right.
All
right,
guys.
Who is this guy? Gonna... I listened to the other show and it wasn't good.
Just
there was not only that I wasn't there, but I hear this guy's opinion, and it's like, what's the deal?
Sit down for like 5 minutes, and you know.
Well, I'm sitting down. I'm just saying.
Let me hear Andy's answer right now.
Well, Andy doesn't have to answer because I'm back.
Andy's gonna hit you in the face if you don't shut up.
What's that about? Now you've got some kind of hate for me. Look, you won't ever have the spot if I hadn't taken a break. All right, and now I'm back, so you don't have the spot anymore.
I'm here to fill the space, buddy. I'm here to fill the space.
Well, you filled it just fine, but I'm back. So if you can go, I'll take your seat, and we can start this. Well, I'm sorry.
Steven, what do you think about evolution?
I think that... I'm sorry, I can't concentrate right now.
What, are you laughing at me again? It's like, were you guys talking about me when I wasn't here? Is that like that?
No one was... at the door, so I don't know.
You gave yourself way too much credit. We were recording the podcast. It was going fine. All right? We're going to finish this, all right? And we'll talk about it afterwards.
All right, so can I answer the question?
No it's Andy's fucking... Andy, do you want to answer how you get rid of stupid people? We said this already. We're just going in circles right now.
It's like five minutes of like crap that we got to cut out.
All right, so what's the deal? I'm back. Can you go now?
Well, we already got Andy.
It's good to meet you, Andy. Alright, so, I don't mean to go in circles. I'm not trying to do that. Alright, but I'm back. Alright, so let's answer the questions, okay, guys? What?
Well, we're answering the question. Just
yeah,
Andy
dude, and it's Andy's
anything.
Turn. But Andy doesn't have a turn. It's my spot. There's three geniuses, not four, and three of them are here. Alright, so who's this extra guy? He's like Hawaii. You're out of the United States, and then there's that little island just sitting off to the side.
I have no idea what you're talking about. It's Andy's turn. Just shut up. Look, the fact of the matter is, it's my spot. You got
it's
Andy.
Not your spot,
no, it's my spot. No. All right, you got Andy here.
I got a question for
Andy,
you. Why are you
what?
Such a dumb fuck?
All right, well,
that's not
just
even.
Give us
who
a
is
call.
This guy?
No, this is show number
listen
six.
To me.
No,
can you
come
take
on.
My
let
side
me,
on this one? You know
the outro of the fucking show.
I did five shows. I did five shows.
You didn't do five shows.
I walked in, but I left. I only left for a brief moment. All right, and I'm back now. And you got this guy sitting here. He says, "Who's a dumb fuck?" and all that shit. I'm back on the show, and I can't be treated like that. You're not back on the show. All right. It's nothing personal, man. I'm not trying to offend you, but seriously, you cannot leave and come back and just try and kick out. Like, how do you think Andy feels, you know?
Well, let's just go to the next call and, you know, Wangmaster, just chill for like 3 or 4
I'm not
minutes.
Going to chill. It's not like that. All right, I come back, you know, right? We're back here, just like normal. I come back and there's another person sitting in my seat and he's calling me a dumb fuck.
No, maybe we can do like a four-man show and...
I don't know, man. I don't mean to make it any... Yeah, seriously, come on.
Well, what do you got?
Wangmaster just needs to smoke a cigarette or some shit. I don't know.
Look at this. You guys were talking about me for sure. Right before I came in here, I could tell it.
He must have listened to the show. I mean, he's an actual...
I smoke cigarettes for real. I don't know why you have to keep poking fun at me.
All right.
Are you having your fun? You got your new host, you got me, and it's back
to
normal.
You said you're not fighting, and look at you, you're like...
No, you're actually red right now.
That's not the fucking point, alright? Look, I'm back. Andy, you can leave. I'm sorry. But I'm back, I can answer the question, let's do this. Dude, it's not really like that. I mean... No.
Alright,
how about... No, dude, how about we have a vote?
I don't know.
He's not gonna shut up
between
otherwise.
Us?
No, yeah, well, I mean, well, I think we know how the vote would turn out if it were between us, but... Well, thank you. Let's have... Listeners, are we still recording?
Sure,
that's
yeah,
sad.
I guess.
That's really sad. Listeners, I apologize again, but let's call us, 206-339-STOP, and go ahead and vote for who you want back on the show or to stay on the show. Personally, I feel like this is a waste of time, but we're going to waste a whole lot more time if we don't do it the standard voting method. So,
all right, give us a call.
I don't understand why we have to vote. I think it's pretty obvious. I had 5 shows. I'm back on the show. What's the deal? Andy's got one show, and it wasn't even good. All right, so I'm back. If I have to say, like, goodbye. That was to you, Andy.
All right, man. Whatever you say.
No, it's not like that. I'm not saying, like, goodbye because I'm leaving. I'm saying goodbye, like, because you're going. So, no, if you want to go...
Fine, we'll do it. We'll do...
We're going to vote.
All right, we'll
okay,
do the
so,
vote.
Yeah, so for now, Wangmaster, just shut up. All right, because honestly, even if you win at this point, I kind of don't want you on the show. You're always fighting about stupid shit. You should listen to the rest of this show, because the beginning of it, it was chill. And then you showed up. I mean, goddamn, dude.
Stop Tape, the fighting podcast.
Why do you gotta say that? Like, that's like a stab at Moonrock, that crispy.
Of course it's a stab at you. It's obviously not a stab at Andy. I mean, all right.
Well, so now we're going to vote, even though it's obvious who should be the new one and who should stay.
We're going to let the listeners vote, and then...
Yeah, we're going to do it the fair way, and whatever happens, you're going to accept.
Well,
I think I know what's going to happen.
Fine, let's get that squared. Whatever happens with the...
No, I agree perfectly fine. Whatever happens, happens, and it's pretty obvious that I'm going to be host, so
you
I don't
guys
know why
can't call in.
Seriously, no? I have a feeling... Wangmaster, you like to do that. What is that supposed to... I'd have not called in a single time. What, did you get a call about me?
Right.
Yeah, fine, yeah, you didn't call in. What, no, did you get
you
a call about me? Is that what you're saying? Did you get a call about me? Because it was not me. Okay, right. Yeah, it wasn't you. But I'm just... We're all... Don't call in. As don't call in, we're going to have real visitors call in and vote. And you're going to be okay with whatever happens. Well, obviously, because I'm going to win.
Right.
I think it's pretty clear. Right, I'm the one who deserves to be on the spot. No, look, I'm the one. I'm the host. I am the one that's going to be here, all right?
Can you stop talking when I'm talking?
Well, it's actually that you're talking. I was
talking
first, and then...
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Well, now I got...
Fine, let me just say... Let me say one thing before you... Andy, are you okay with the results of the vote?
I love this man.
All right.
This is unbelievable.
No, are you... You're okay?
Unbelievable, alright? Because I was gone for one day. I was gone for just a little bit of time, and now you're here. I'm not going to shut up. I think if anyone needs to shut up, it's you. Because you're not the host. I am the host, alright? If I shut up, then we only have 2 hosts, and then we have this guy who's right here, but he's not a host, so what is the deal?
Okay, we're gonna...
We haven't decided that, man. We're gonna vote and we'll see who's the host.
I have such a big fucking headache. You guys have no idea.
Well, it's your fault for putting Andy on the show. No, dude, it's your fault. We're going to vote. You're going to be quiet now. We're going to vote. How long have you...
Okay, 206-339-STOP.
Can I do the outro at least? I didn't get to be here for the rest of the show, so
Chris,
can I at least
Chris
do the outro?
Chris does the outros, man.
Listen, you're not a part of the show, so I don't care what you say.
Yeah, you know what?
All right? Chris, is it all right? President Wishnack, can I do the outro?
I missed
the beginning of the show. You missed it because you quit our show. That doesn't count as missing. When you get fired or quit a job, you didn't take time off or whatever. You know.
Okay.
Call us at 206-339. Stop.
Just let us take. Let me tell them the vote.
Stop tape.
Let me tell them the vote.
All right. Oh, wait, but I think it's a waste of time.
Give us a call. 206-339. Stop. Vote for who you want.
The Wing Master. You want to vote for the Wing Master.
So yeah, thanks for listening to the Stop Tape podcast, show number 6. We are
StopTape.com, right? We're at what
are you doing? Let me finish the show.
I'm doing the outro because I wasn't here for the beginning.
No, Chris,
look, I've had enough of you, Andy.
No, look,
you're not a part of the show.
Chris, would you hold on for 1 second?
Why are you telling me to hold on? Look.
I'm just enjoying this. I'm sorry. Don't want to get involved.
Just let me finish.
What president was like, now you're smiling at me. It's seconds. Like that. Please, right. Yeah, Chris, would you quiet? Yeah. You shut up. All right, Andy, you are not a part of the show. You're not a part of the show.
Podcast 206 Region. Stop.
I'm going to hit you in the face.
You hit me up. What?